Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Moore. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campaneris tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into right field. Alou picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alou. Josephson moves to second. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fernandez for a passed ball. Josephson moves to third. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Rudy moves to second. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi bunts towards the mound. Moore juggles the ball. That's an error on Moore. Rudy scores. Green moves to third. Seghi moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a fly ball towards left field. May makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on May. Green tags and scores. Seghi scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. McKinney moves to second. One out. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive to right field. Alou throws towards the plate. Fernandez fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fernandez. McKinney scores. Moore moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Marcel Lachman now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bando moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Davis moves to second. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Green is hit by the pitch. Davis moves to third. Rudy moves to second. Marcel Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a line drive towards third. McKinney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Bando reaches second base with a double. Melton throws the ball into O'Brien who relays the ball to Aparicio who tags Bando trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Berry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lachman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Stang now pitching. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy moves to third. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Green reaches second base with a double. Rudy scores. Fernandez moves to third. It's 7-4, Athletics. Marcel Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman hits a pop-up towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Alou reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-4, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. O'Brien picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Brien. Davis moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 10-4, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. he's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Gale Hopkins now catching. Marcel Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lachman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hovley now playing center field. Reggie Jackson now playing right field. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McKinney strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Melton reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. May moves to third. It's 10-5, Athletics. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Magnuson now pitching. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bando is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. he's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull now playing left field. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McKinney moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McKinney moves to third. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McKinney scores. It's 10-6, Athletics. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Jim Magnuson. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.